I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. After more than 8 years since voters approved spending $2 million to build a nature center at Lick Creek Park, the grand opening is this Saturday. We spoke with Assistant Recreation Supervisor Virginia Godwin to learn more about this weekend's event.
The grand opening of the Lick Creek Nature Center has been a long time awaited event. So we are going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony, and we'll have some special dignitaries chat about basically what this project has looked like from the ground up. Way back in 2008, whenever we had the bond election passed to begin looking for bringing the Nature Center to our community. So they'll be able to talk about the history of this project, and then they will cut the ribbon. And we'll have some, after that, we'll have some education stations run by some local organizations from Texas A&M University and some local homeschooling groups and just other, science-geared folks that are going to come out and just share their knowledge and have some hands-on learning experiences for families, for kids, for young and old alike. And then we will also have some guided nature walks, where folks can walk through the park and identify some plants that we have, some birds and mammals. And what's cool about Lick Creek is what you will see as you're walking through the park are you'll see plants that you'll see in your backyard. So they can pick up some information while they're out there and then go home and be little explorers at home as well.
So Lick Creek Park has been open now for a while, but what specifically will this nature center have to offer that you guys couldn't offer before it was open?
So the nature center is going to be a great hub to bring classrooms out, to bring families out, so we can really get some hands-on science exploration. So we'll have an indoor classroom, we'll have an outdoor classroom, and we'll also have an amphitheater that can serve as a classroom. And all those spaces can also be used for board meetings and banquets and things like that.
And I know that Texas A&M has some kind of degree plan. I'm not sure exactly the name, but, you know, parks and tourism, they have a bunch of different things like that. Will A&M be involved in this at all?
Yeah, we've got some partners with the entomology group, with some biology groups, and of course Texas A&M's Recreation Parks and Tourism Sciences has always been a great supporter of everything that we've done, so we'll continue working with them.
Okay, now I know that you guys are going to have this event on Saturday, but when will the Nature Center actually be open to the public?
The Nature Center will be open starting November 1st, and on November 1st we'll start our regular operation hours and programming.
And what are those operating hours, Virginia?
Operating hours will be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
So I know you mentioned at the very beginning that it took a while for this nature center. What were some of the reasons that it took so long to get this building erected and for this project to kind of come to life?
So in the beginning, we just were working with different engineers and architects to make sure that the plans were perfect to really encompass the natural resources that are at Lick Creek. So that took a while. And then once we did have plans ready to go, we had to wait. We had to wait for a while to get some water lines out there just for fire protection. So that took a while as well.
Virginia, if you could finally just remind us Saturday's event, what time it begins, and then I guess if you can kind of give a little direction of to where the Nature Center is located.
Yes, yeah, so the Lick Creek Nature Center is located where the old main entrance of Lick Creek Park was. That's at 13600 Rock Prairie Road, so it's the far south east side of Rock Prairie. And the event will take place from 9 a.m. in the morning until about noon. And like I said, the ribbon cutting, the ceremony will just be from 9 to 9:30. And then after that, we'll have some fun activities for families.
Thanks again to Assistant Recreation Supervisor Virginia Godwin for visiting with us today about the new Lick Creek Park Nature Center. You can find more information on Lick Creek Park and other parks in College Station at cstx.gov. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.